The Druids were a sort of tripartite, I'm loath you to use the word priesthood. They were male and female, but they were upper class in the sense that you could be born into the Druidic class. You could also, I think, if you
Be
were,
trained
you could
into
be
it.
trained into it. There were the Druids, and again, these are not clear-cut distinctions. A Druid could
It's
also be.
hard to give an exact analog because there is no social role in the modern day world that is exactly equivalent to the
Right.
office, so to speak, of that they fulfilled some functions we associate with priesthood.
Priests and priestesses, they were said to intervene and offer sacrifices and work with the deities. That was one of their functions. They were also judges. They took up a tw to 20 years to train. They kept track of the tribal ancestry, tribal lore, traditions, a huge body of knowledge. Under that sort of general category, you also have the bards, who were not just entertainers. They were poets and storytellers who also kept track of a huge body of ancient wisdom. And you had the Batas, or the seers, who worked with divination. But you might have a druid who was also who was a judge and a priest, and he was could be also a bard, or he also might do divination. It wasn't
And they
that
were
clear
probably
cut.
called in to mediate social matters
Oh
that
yeah.
were more important. And they held the plant knowledge and herbal knowledge and wisdom that the Celts had accumulated. They also were very knowledgeable in
Yes.
astrology and astronomy, and they had very sophisticated geometric and architectural knowledge that they consolidated and passed along.